Recording. I have to mute everybody. Okay, welcome everybody. Okay, now I screen share. Okay, so we're on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. So if you remember yesterday, we were talking about the Arei Levim, Levitical cities. We said there are 48 Levitical cities, and the Levitical cities, they each have 2,000 amot around them that are given as part of the cities. They have 2,000 amot around them. But within the 2,000 amot, there's a 1,000 amah belt known as a migrash. Migrash is a vacant area. And again, we're really talking about Tchum Shabbos. So Levitical cities are a different din, but it's connected because we learned the din of Tchum Shabbos from the Arei Levim, and that way it's connected. But otherwise, there are two separate independent topics. So so the Braisa said that the migrash comprises a quarter, and the Braisa didn't spell it exactly a quarter of what, but the Migrash is the vacant land, the 1,000 amah vacant land around it. So in yesterday's daf, which we went over, there were four pshatim that we had. So Rava said that if you have a city which is 2,000 amah, well, actually it came out in the end, Rava's talking about a circular city. If the city So if the city, I think this is it, right? Yeah, Igula, yeah. So if the city was a 2,000 amma diameter, like over here, you see the picture? So the city was 2,000 amma diameter, then you had the Migrash 1,000 amma around that, and around that, you have got all the rest residue and remainder. So it came out that the Migrash comprises 9 million square amot for the Migrash, and everything else, the total of everything, is 36 million square amot. So the 9 amot within the 36 million square amot, the 9 million square amot within the 36 million square amot is one quarter. That was Rava's Hesber. That was Rava, okay? Then we had Abaye. Abaye was similar, but a little bit different. Abaye said we're talking about a city also circular, which is just 1,000 amot in diameter, like here. And the difference is Abaye doesn't include the city in the calculation. And he says the Migrash would be 6 million square amot, and all the space around the city would be 24 million square amot, so it's also a quarter. Then the last two pshatim were Ravina and Ravashi. Ravina said that we're just looking at the Migrash, not that the Migrash is all around the city, a square city, but the Migrash is on all four sides. So all four sides, it worked out that it comes out to 8 million square amot. In other words, if this is 2,000 amot, 2,000 amot, 2,000 amot, so each one is 2,000 by 1,000 amot. So each one is 2 million square amot. So 2, 2, 2, 2, 8 million square amot. So 8 million square amot within, and the whole tchum is 32 million square amot. So it's also a quarter. And the last idea, which is interesting and the easiest to calculate out, is Ravashi. Ravashi says that the Migrash is not all around the city. The Migrash is a quarter of the quarters. In other words, each of the quarter of the corners. So here's a corner. So one quarter of the corner is Migrash. Migrash, Migrash, Migrash. So when it says that it's one quarter, it means it's one quarter of the quarter. That's all it's saying. That's according to Ravashi. And that's the easiest because it works for any size city, any size plot of land. I always have the quarter there. Okay, let me just now take up a little in the Gemara. So on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, so we're around the eighth line on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. So it says, Amali Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, again, Ravashi's, let me let Seth in one second. So Ravina says to Ravashi, he says, Vahas Saviv Ktiv. It says that the Migrash is going to be around the city. And here you have like little quarters in each corner. He says, so my Saviv Dikranot. So he says, what does Saviv mean? Saviv means, yeah, it's Saviv on the corners. In other words, this constitutes Saviv. So the Gemara says, the Elote Mahachi, if you don't say it that way, Gabi Ola, by the Korban Ola, they would splash the blood on the northeast corner and the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and the blood would touch, you know, all four corners of the Mizbeach. He says, Dechtiv, Zarku et Adam on Mizbeach Saviv. It says that they'll throw the blood all around the Mizbeach. He says, Hakanami Saviv Mamash. Does it mean totally all around? No, it doesn't mean all around. It means I get like, you know, two corners, like, you know, the northeast corner, the southwest corner on both sides. I have it. So Elamai Saviv, Saviv Dekrana. What does Saviv mean? It means in the corners, that counts as Saviv. So he says, Hakanami, my Saviv, Saviv Dekrana. So Tihru also, what does Saviv mean? It means Saviv with the Kranot. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything that I did so far? Everybody good? Everybody good? Okay, moving on. Now again, each one is like a little different. So Amarle Rav Chavivi Mechozal Ravashi Va'ika Morsha de Karnata. So this is, even though he's speaking, Rav Chavivi is speaking to Ravashi, he's going back to the Hesber that was given by Rava and Abaye. So I mean, Rava and Abaye, if you remember, we just went over, but they spoke about having like a circular city here. So he says, but you're the corners of the city, like here, you see, like in other words, like the corners of the city are going to cut back on the Migrash. That's what he's asking. So we'll see in a minute. Just be patient. So he says, "Va'ikam worship the Karnata." So he says, "What do you mean, B'mata Igulta? We're talking about a round city, not a square city. So everything's fine." So he says, "Vaha ribua." He says, "Yeah, but the Chachamim teach me that the city has to be squared. Remember, like for Dinim, it's squared for Dinim of Tchum Shabbos." And even by the Arei Levim, ultimately it's squared here. In other words, we treat it like squared there. So he says, "Emor demrinan chazinan kamandem rabba." Means for certain dinim, we view it as if it's squared. In other words, if it's a round city, we said we make a square around it. Yeah, for certain dinim, we make a square around it. Ribui vaday mim rabana. Did we say it's actually square? It's not square. So the calculation works out as well with that. Any questions about that? All right, last piece. Now this is, let me get to an earlier picture. I think this one will do it. Okay, let me let it in. So if you remember, this is going back to the earlier Gemara from yesterday's Gemara. We said that when we're calculating Tchum Shabbos, remember we said not to calculate 2,000 Amot from, look at the picture, not to calculate 2,000 Amot from the corner here, but to put a box here. It says 2,000 amot here, so it really comes out to be 2,800 amot. I remember, and here you picked up another 400 amot. This was from yesterday's Gemara. So let's see back. So Amarle Rav Chanilai Mechuzal Ravashi Michti Kamaruba Yeter Al Eagle. How much is a square larger than a circle? Meaning, if I have a square and I have a circle in it, how much is a square larger than the circle? So the way Chazal figured it, if the circle is 3 square
amot,
which
is the square larger than the circle, not the circle larger than the square.
Right, that's what I meant, correct. Anyway, so we said, so if the circle is 3 square amot, the square is going to be 4 square amot, right? So the Chazal teach us, Kamaruba Yeter Le'igul Revia, a quarter, it means a quarter of the square. So if the square is 4 square amot, the circle was 3 square amot. Or stated differently, the square is a third larger than the circle. The circle is 3 square amot, the square will be 4 square amot, so a third larger than the circle. So he's saying over here, I don't like these pictures so much. I have a different picture book, which I think shows a little bit better, but when you're figuring it out here, there's like in other words, with the 800 amot, we're figuring it's like a piece of a circle. In other words, 2,000 amot here, and then that would be a circle, and we're going to square the circle. In other words, here's where the circle would be. It was a 2,000 amot would form a circle around the city. So instead, we're going to square it. We add on the 800 to square it. So he says, the 800 amot. In other words, if I go out 2,000 amot and I'm squaring it, so you say 800 amot, he says, Shitma v'shitin v'shevan chaytil tahavi. It's really 666 and a third amot. Meaning, if I take 2,000 amot and I add a third of that, what's a third of 2,000? So a third of 2,000 is 666. So using the math that we had, again, we said how much larger is the square than the circle? See, it's the same thing here. Here you see the circle, here you see the square. So if you imagine the same thing with this as well, I have a circle, and the circle, rounds out here to 2,000 amot, and then it's squared, so it gets another 800. So he's saying, now, it's two different elements, because over here we're talking about square area, here we're talking about linear measure, but the Gemara thing is that the proportion should be the same, so it should be not 800 amot in addition, but 666 in addition. So the Gemara says, "Havi." So Amar Le, "Hani Mila Bi Igula Migo Ribua." Yeah, that that proportion of, you know, the square being a third larger than the circle, that's only when you have a circle and then in a square. Ababa alach sona, if I'm talking about like angles and you know, the angles, like in other words, here I have a square and I'm figuring like the hypotenuse that goes across the square, which is really what this is. I have a square and I'm figuring out what is the length of this, you know, it's like a triangle. It's like the hypotenuse of a triangle. Figuring that out, he says, ba'inatfe, we need more. The amar mar, kol amta b'ribua, amtu trechum sheba alach sona. Any amma b'ribua, in other words, if I have a square here, like let's say this is one amma, like Pythagorean theorem a little bit, in other words, let's say it's one amma by one amma, the hypotenuse would be 1.4. So here I have a square. In other words, here I have a square. Each side of the square is 2,000 amot. So how long is this hypotenuse, this line that comes through here? So if this is 2,000 amot, this is going to be 1.4 times 2,000. 1.4 times 2,000 is 2,800 amot. So the math is correct, the Gemara is saying. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
So essentially, the diameter of the inner circle is less than the hypotenuse of the square, and that's why this is happening.
The diameter of the circle is less than the hypotenuse. Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
Right. So that's why you have...
Clearly. All right. Nice seeing everybody. Everybody okay today? All right, everybody looking really serious. It took a long time just to get that straightened out for me. You all heard it, but it was difficult. All right, let's see further. Now, okay, Matnitin.
But
I'm
you
sorry.
Brought it to life very well.
Thank you. Listen, I'm sorry that you have to wait to be admitted. This is the system that they changed it on me, and I'm sorry that this is what they got going now with Zoom. I hope soon we'll be graduated from Zoom, that we'll be back. Actually, next week, I'm planning to try to give Shira in the shul outside initially, as long as it doesn't turn too cold. And that's really for Michael, but anybody else. So I want to do next week, beginning Monday, out in the tent, sukkah, whatever we got going over there, and then to have late Mariv. And I'm going to try to also do it with Zoom as well.
You have to do it with Zoom.
If Yosef helps me with his iPhone, you'll help me, Yosef? You'll come and you'll lend me your iPhone or not?
I don't have an iPhone, but I could help you with my Samsung.
Okay, Samsung works as well.
Yeah,
okay.
But you won't need a tie, Yosef. You don't have to come with a tie next week.
All right, but okay, we'll talk.
Mo'adim l'simcha.
All right, we'll see how this goes. All right, let's take a look. Okay, now the next Mishnah. Everybody with me? So we're on the Mishnah on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, Manitin, everybody with me? Okay, so Manitin, Nonim Karpef L'ir Divir Rav Meir. So we said that you get two, and again, if I have a city, the whole city counts as for Tchum Shabbos, counts as Dalet Amot by Dalet Amot. So the city is not part of my 2,000 Amot. I could be in a large city, and that's like just my Dalet Amot, then 2,000 Amot from the border of the city. But in addition to that, in addition to the 2,000 Amot, because I'll teach us that you get a Karpef. A Karpef is the area 70 and a 70 and 70 and a third Amot, two-thirds Amot. What is it? 70 and two-thirds Amot. So 70 and two-third amot. Nun karpef l'ir divrei Rameir. Rameir says I get 70 and two-third amot, and then from there I get 2,000 amot. But chachamim omrim lo amru karpef ela bein shtei ayirot. So chachamim say you don't get a karpef normally. The only time you get a karpef is you have two cities that were near one another, and we're trying to figure out, are they considered to be one city in terms of the Tchum Shabbos? He says, im yesh lezu shivim ama b'shirayim, uzu shivim ama b'shirayim, osa karpef et shteim liot achad. So if there's no more than 70 and two-thirds and 70 and two-thirds, you know, between the two cities, meaning a total of 141 and I think a third, whatever, so then we can consider it one city. Let me see if I have a picture here. I don't have a picture for you with this, but you get the idea. All right, let's take a look. So he says here, now, v'chein shloshach farim ha-meshulashim, three towns, villages, meshulashim, we think it means that they're all in a row, in other words, in a straight line, three towns in a straight line, we think. Im yesh ben shnayim chitzonim, me'av yarbim v'achad u'shlish, if the total space between, in other words, I have town A, town B, town C, so the total space between A and B and C adds up to no more than 141 and a third amot. Asayim Sayyid Shlashtam Yorachat. The middle one makes them all one. So again, the advantage of this is, let's say I'm in town A, I get the Tchum all the way like from town C. In other words, it's like one town. It's like one city. In other words, even though they're separate cities, but since there's so little space, relatively speaking, between them, it all makes it into one big city. Okay? So let me just repeat again. So we learned in the Mishnah is, according to the Tana Reb Meir, every town city gets 70 and two-thirds amot, and on top of that, you get 2,000 amot. And that 70 and two-thirds is the karpaif. And karpaif, you remember, by Hilchot Shabbos, we had a different hesber for karpaif. But karpaif, by Hilchot Shabbos, was a large enclosed area, not hukaf ladira. Remember, it was larger than a Beit Satayim. But here he's using the term slightly differently. So karpaif, it is a large, well, anyways, it's not enclosed. It's didn't chum Shabbos. So that's Rameir. Then the chum, you say, no, you don't get a karpaif by a city. But if you have two cities and they're near one another, and there's no more than a karpaif or two karpifot between them, so then they become like one. They become like one in terms of din tchum Shabbos. And then if you have three cities, one A, B, and C, and there's no more than 70 and two-thirds between A and B, no more than 70 and two-thirds between B and C, so it means that for din tchum Shabbos, we view it as one big whole. Okay, everybody good? Okay, moving on. All right, nothing like Erevin gets people stimulated. All right, let's see further. Now, so the Gemara says, Menani Mili, where do we know this whole din about the karpaif? So Amar Rava, Damar Kra, Mikir Ir Vachutza. So it says by the Arei Levim, Mikir Ha'ir Vachutza Elef Amasaviv. From the wall of the city, Vachutza, you'll have Elef Amasaviv. So he says, Amar Torah, Tein Chutza Vacharkach Medod. The word Chutza is superfluous. So Chazal is teaching us, the word Chutza teaches me that there's a karpaif, and then on top of that, you'll do your measurements. All right, now, the Chachamim Amrim Lo Amru V'chulei, Chachamim say that, no, there's no din of karpaif. The only din of the karpaif is when I have two cities that are near one another. Then the karpaif, the Shai have to teach me whether they're considered one city or not. So he says, Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, no name karpaif lezu, but karpaif lezu. So Rav Huna says, if I have two cities, each one gets its own karpaif. So in other words, within the sheet of the Chachamim, so if I have city A and city B, which are near one another, so city A gets 70 and two-thirds, city B gets 70 and two-thirds, and then, so b'sach hakol, they each have 70 and two-thirds, and no more than that between them, they join as one city. Chi barav amar, karpe v'chad l'shtein. Chi barav says, no, the Chachamim hold, you only get one karpe between the two of them, so the 70 and two-thirds amal between A and B, they join together, otherwise not. So the Gemara says Tanan, v'chachamim omrim lo armu karpeif ella bein shtei ayarot. So it says in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say that karpeif, singular, one karpeif between two ayarot. One karpeif between two ayarot. So tiyufta the Rav Huna. So it sounds like from the Mishnah, Rav Huna is well shlugged up. Rav Huna says you get two karpifot between two ayarot. And the Mishnah says one car, it says karpeif, singular. So the Gemara says, Amar lach Rav Huna, Rav Huna would say to you, my karpeif, what does the Tana mean when he says karpeif? It means Torah karpeif. It doesn't mean one karpeif. It means the halakha of a karpeif. In other words, so if I have, you know, the halakhic application of a karpeif between them, uli olam karpeif lezu, the karpeif lezu, but each one gets its own karpeif. So the Gemara says, Hachi Nami Mistabri. You know, that's really the more logical interpretation of our Mishnah. Is the Mita Katani Seifa, because we learn in the Mishnah itself later on, Miyesh Lazu Shivim Amo B'Shirayim, if this one has 70 and two-thirds Amot, Lazu Shivim Amo B'Shirayim, and this one has 70 and two-thirds Amot, Ose Karpeif, and then the Bach has Ose Karpeif et Shteyen Liyot Echad. So the Karpeif makes them one. So here the Mishnah says, refers to karpeif singular, but then it says, if each one has its own karpeif, it becomes one. So shma mina. So from there, punk fakert, I could deduce from the Mishnah, in accordance, not against Rav Huna, but in accordance with Rav Huna, they each get a karpeif, and in addition to which, lemit tevetiv to the chiyuv barav. Now, that which the Mishnah, we're trying to ask a question against Rav Huna's shot, now Rav Huna's explained the Mishnah so well, it's a kash against chiyuv barav. Chiyuv barav says you only get one karpeif between the two cities. So Amar Lach Chiyuv Barav. So Chiyuv Barav would say to you, turn page on the top line on Mem Zayin Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, the top line. So he says, Habayim Rebbe Hamani Rebbe Meirhi. So Chiyuv Barav would say that line is not expressing the sheet of the Chachamim. If you remember, first the Mishnah taught me the din of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds that even any city gets a karpeif, and then the Chachamim said that karpeif is only when you have two cities. And then it says you get, each city gets a car pave. So the line, each city gets its own car pave, is going back to Reb Meir, not the Chachamim. That's what Chiyah Barab is saying. In other words, Reb Meir would say that the cities, one second, my phone is ringing. I don't know if it's one of our attendees, but let me just get the phone. Excuse me one second.
How's everybody doing?
Okay, we're back. Okay. Anyway, okay. So again, so Chiyah Barab would say that line about each city getting its own car pave is reflective of the opinion of Reb Meir. Hamani Reb Meir here. In other words, that the Tana Reb Meir holds a single city gets a car pave. That's a din b'chlal. So certainly Reb Meir is going to say two cities get two car pifot in terms of joining them up. He'll agree with that as well. But the Chachamim, according to Chiyah Barab, holy only one karpi between the two cities. So he says, "E Reb Meir he hatani le'resha." But if it's Reb Meir, he already taught me this halacha. He says, "No nim karpi for the year." Divrei Reb Meir. It says that you get a karpi for the city. So the Gemara says, "Sricha." It was necessary for Meir to teach me two dinim: one din by the single city, and the other din by the two cities coming together. The imayahi, if he would only teach me that first halacha that a single city gets a karpi, havamina chad lechad of a chad latarte, I would say one karpif works for is works forever. As it was, one city gets a karpif, two cities, and in other words, that the karpif doesn't really mean it's like part of the city. It's just like you have this area around the city, but if two cities, one karpif between them joins them, not two. Kamashvalan to the tarte trei yahavin lahu. So he teaches me that for two cities, you get two karpifot. Biyashmin and hacha, and if he would only teach me the second halacha, that two cities get two karpifot, I'd say mishum de tachika tashmishtayu. I'd say they get two karpifot because they need their space. In other words, like everybody's on top of everybody. So even though the space is for vacant space, but I need my space in the city, don't crowd me in. He says, well, I get two karpifot of al hatam, but with one city, one city is all by itself, so it's not pressed in with anything. Aim low. So I would say, no, you don't even get a car peep. You can, you got your space here, there, and the other place. So Tzricha. So Mela, he had to teach me both dinim. All right, let me pause for a second, and we'll take some questions, comments, thoughts. Go ahead.
What's up? Is this a cooler?
Which one?
The whole idea of the car peep conjoining the cities.
Yeah, is it definitely a cooler?
Based on?
So it's based on, you mean where we know the din of a karpif?
The rabbis, they made the laws. They can amend them.
Yeah, but he's I saw.
And how does this figure in if you want to walk to Queens, if you want to walk somewhere?
Yeah. Then we just give a pasuk for it.
Yeah, I think I saw Rashi said that we learned it from the Mishkan. Now, I don't know exactly what he means, how we learned this from the Mishkan.
But the 70, I think we said the Chatzer was 70.
No, the Chatzer was 50 by 100, right? So I don't know about the 70 and two-thirds. 70 and two-thirds, 72 is one. I don't know. It would make sense that there would be a Pasuk that would support the idea of the of this. But I don't know. But I'm sure it's going to come up. All right?
So now, if we wanted to walk, if I wanted to walk to, say, Merrick on a Shabbos, does this law of Karpif help me for some areas that are not inhabited between now and then, now and there?
All right, I need to look up the halakha. One second. I tell you, let me finish the daf, and then we can come to that question. Okay, you're asking halakha lamaisa, which is nice, but let me just get through.
And honestly, I'm not walking to Merrick.
Don't get to me.
It's okay.
Yeah, it comes up in a different way. Like if the houses are not, I think 70 and two-third amot away from each other, so it's still considered one city. That's a slightly different halakha. So like the New York metropolitan area is largely, you're still in dalet amot. You know what I mean? In other words, like the.
Because it's inhabited.
In other words, like the houses are close enough to each other, so if you know which way you're walking and stuff like that, so then you don't have to leave the Tchum Shabbos. But I need to look up that halacha. Oh, wait. Arthur's here. One second. Let me get him. Okay, he's in now. All right. Let's take a look. All right. Let me go further. Okay. Now we're on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. Now. Around the sixth line down. Okay, Aaron Moshe, can you hear me, Aaron Moshe? All right, he's getting connected. All right, Aaron Moshe, can you hear me? All right. Aaron Moshe, can you hear me? All right, he's... Aaron Moshe, can you hear me?
Aaron Moshe? Once he can hear you, you're going to mute him.
All right, he's muted already. All right, now, okay, tonight we learn in the Mishnah, now the Mishnah also mentioned if I have three towns that are in a line, A, B, and C, but on the one line, A, B, and C, now we think the pshat is I have three towns, and we think the space between the three towns is just is 70, is between each town is 70, whatever the tchumash, whatever the karpif was, 73? What is it? What's the shear? 70?
70 and two-thirds.
Yeah, 70 and two-thirds. So we think between each town is 70 and two-thirds amot. That's what we think the pshat in the Mishnah is. So he says, v'cheshu shechivu mishlashim, v'yesh bein shnayim achitzonim, me'ar v'achat ama u'shlish. So if total, a total space between all the cities is 141 ama and a third, osem se'yishlashan li'orachad. So the middle one makes them all one. In other words, now it's like one big city in terms of Tchum Shabbos. So Tama de Ikem Sai. So the implication of that is because it's a middle city, so that's why it's all one. He says, Haleka Im Sai. Let's say you wouldn't have that middle city there. Lo. So if I wouldn't have the middle city, I'd only have a space of 141. In other words, I have city A, city B, city C. Between A and B is 70 and the two-thirds. And between B and C is 70 and two-thirds. So then, and under those circumstances, we think the Mishnah is telling me that all three are become like one city for Tchum Shabbos. So my Tchum is measured from like the easternmost city and from the westernmost city. But if I would take that middle city out, and I'd be left with a space of 141 and whatever it is and a third, so it would not work. So remember, so Rav Huna and Chiya Barav have this machloket. Do we give one karpif to a city or two karpifot? So it doesn't sound good for Rav Huna. So Tiyufta to Rav Huna. So that would shlag up Rav Huna. So Amar lach Rav Huna. Rav Huna would say to you, Hayit Mara Law, it was stated concerning this Mishnah, Amar Rabba, Amar Rab Idi, Amar Rav Chanina, Lo Mishulashim Mamash. It doesn't mean that they're really lined up the way I just described it. Let me get the picture book out and see if I have a nice picture. Let me see if I have a picture here. It helps. Let me see. Oh, here. Okay. Okay. So here, everybody looks at the picture. So here you see this picture. Here we have A, B, and C. But it means, I don't like the way he set it up here, but it means the total space between, you know, this will be A, this will be U, this will be C, whatever, or this will be A, B, C. Between A and B is 70 and two-thirds. Between B and C is 70 and two-thirds. But total space is 141. So now the Gemara says, that's not the way the towns look. This is the way the towns look. In other words, A is here, B is here, or A is here, C is here, and B is over here. But B is down a bit. But if I would pick B up and move it to between the cities, then there are really 141 and a third over here, 141 and a third here. So let's see it inside, and we'll go over it again. Okay. So he says, not that they're lined up in a straight row. Ela roin kol shilu matil emtzai b'neihem. If I would take the emtzai, which is where my arrow is, and put it between the two villagers or towns, and then they would be mishulashim. The ein bein zeh lazeh, and between each one is only 141 and a third. Elamea arba'im amav achad ushlish asaim sayid shlashtan liorachad. So emtzai makes them all like one. So it's teaching me a different halacha, but it's teaching me that I can have 141 amot between these towns, which is the way that Rav Huna interprets it, and that's the way that works. Everybody okay so far?
But you have the 2,000 total amma on the diagonal.
Okay, wait, say again. In other words, it means like this. So here's B. If I pick B up and I move it here, in other words, they're not in a straight line. But as you see, B is within 2,000 amot of A, and B is within 2,000 amot of C. But if I pick B up and I move it in right, so it's right smack between the two, and between A and B would be 141 in a fraction, and between B and C be 141 in a fraction. So then they're all considered to be one city for a dinim of tchumim. for dinim of tchumen.
Right, but if the emtsa'i is lower, then the distance increases to above 2,000 and we're out of gas, right?
Right, right. We didn't get to it yet, but that's, you're 100% correct. Okay, what do you want, Yosef?
Is it 141 total or 141 each?
Each, the, which supports Rav Huna. It's 141 each. That's what he says. He's re-explaining.
Or 70, 70 each.
Right, for each one. So, but in other words, so the space over here is 141. The space over here is 141. So that supports Rav Huna.
Rav Huna, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's keep moving. Okay. So, okay. Amarli Rav Allah Abaye. So Rav said to Abaye, Kamiyehe ben chitzon le'emsoi. He says, how much space can be between the chitzon and the emsoi? In other words, how much space between, I'm calling the city A and city B, how much space between the two of them? He says, Amarle alpayim amo. He says, you could have up to 2,000 amod between A and B, and 2,000 amod between B and C. The idea is that it's within the tchum. Each one, in other words, so if I'm in A, I could walk to B. I'm B, I could walk to C, even without like doing this, you know, moving around business. So in other words, we're taking three different cities and joining them, or trying to join them into one mass. That's really what we're doing, and trying to find out on what circumstances are we allowed to meld them all together. So he's saying that if there's less than 2,000, or not more than 2,000 on between A and B, and between B and C, and then when I would move B, then it'd only be 141 and a fraction here and there. So then we can join it all together. So let's say, so he says, Va'ahu da'amri kvati da'raba b'rei da'raba barav huna mistabra. Da'amar yoter me'al payim ama. So he says, yeah, but that contradicts another shita you had. Not talking here like this. This doesn't help me so much, but I'm going to use this diagram, but don't get confused with the 2,000 amot here. Remember we had with the keshet, remember when you had the horseshoe, remember the city that was shaped like a horseshoe. So this has got 20, picture 26. I'm not going, I don't know. 26 is a while back. Let me see.
The keshet was yesterday.
I don't know. Here we go. Okay, he says 26. Yeah, okay, here's, all right. This one will work better, though. Anyway, so here's the keshet. So we said that, he says, Va'adhu da'amrit, he said, da'amar yotermil payimama. You said that it could be more, that this over here could be more than 2,000 amot. In other words, you held the shita that, in other words, if you imagine, this is the bowstring going over here, and here's where the city is. All the houses are here. So you said that even if there's more than 2,000 amo going to the base of this horseshoe, it still can be joined together for Din Mitzchum Shabbos. Remember, with the keshet, the houses are lined up here, and nevertheless, we're creating an area where the Tchum Shabbos is going to be measured from the bowstring. So one sheet says it can't be more than 2,000 amo to the bowstring, but you said it could be more than 2,000 amo. So if you hold it could be more than 2,000 amo there, so why... In other words, he's comparing the two cases. He wants to say, let me get back to our case. Yeah, he wants to say over here, so what's the difference? This is really like, it's really like the same case. It's really like the keshet. Let's look at a minute. So how come you're limited to 2,000 here? So he says, haki hashta, how can you compare the two cases? Hatam ikabatim, haka lekabatim. He says, over there, you had houses all along. In other words, you had houses all along the horseshoe. So Mamela, I could walk the entire length of the horseshoe. In other words, I can get around and go from one end of the horseshoe to the other horseshoe because there's houses there. Here, there's no houses here. So in order to get around, in other words, I want to create this as like one unit. In order to create this as one unit, everybody's got to be in walking distance of each other in order to be a city. So I need 2,000 amo. He says, Hako lekabatim. All right, everybody okay so far? All right, let me go on. Now, Va'amarli Rabba Labaye. Now, Rabba said to Abaye, Kamyehe ben chitzon lechitzon. He says, how much distance can be between A and C, meaning, let's say this middle city, again, we're talking about cities or villages. Let's say this middle city is 3,800 amot from cross, 3,800 amot across. So this would be like 4,000 amot from A to C. So is there any problem? Is there any limit on how far from A to C? In other words, so A could walk to B and B could walk to C, but we're treating them all like they're going to have, like the tchum will go from here and the tchum will go from there. So is there any limit on how far across this could be? So he says, Vamali Rabba Labayi, Kam Yehe bin Chitzel Chitzon. He says, Kam Yehe, my nafkalach bina. He says, what difference does it make? Kol she'ilu machnesem soy b'neim, b'im b'in zel zel, amei al b'yar b'im b'chadu shlish. He says, as long as I could take this middle city, stick it in the middle, so then your Tchum Shabbos will go out here, and your Tchum Shabbos will go out here, and we're fine. He says, v'afilu arba l'fim ama, you mean even if it's 4,000 amot, it was 4,000 amot from here to here, even then, in other words, so neither one is like the Tchumim, you know, are outside each other. So Amar Leyan, he says, yeah, it could even be 4,000 amot. He says, v'amar Rav Huna, but Rav Huna said, Ir ha'suyi kekeshet, again, with our horseshoe city, he said, im yesh bein shtei rasha pachot mi arba l'fim ama, modul l'lamin yeter. He said, if there's less than 4,000 amot between the two ends of the horseshoe, so then we can measure from the bowstring. In other words, I can make it, we're going to combine, make it one big city, and I can measure from the bowstring, provided there's less than 4,000 amot from one end to the other. Bimla modin lam and a keshet. Otherwise, we measure everything from the horseshoe itself. Skip the bowstring. So he says, now this line is not so easy. Where Tosfos has a couple of pshat, and I'm going to do what I think is the simplest pshat. It says, Amarle, hatam lekalame marmale. Over there with the horseshoe, we can't say we're going to fill it up. So the easiest pshat that Tosfos says is the horseshoe is filled with homes. So I can't say I'll imagine all the homes are occupying the line along the bowstring because the bowstring is not enough space to fill in all those homes. Hacha ikalamimar mali. Here there's nothing there. It's just the middle city. I'm picking up and moving it. So I'm entitled to say it's moved over there. All right. Everybody good? All right, let me do a few more lines and we'll pause. Okay. Now I think the next piece is a little more easier. So Amalei Rav Safa the Rava. This really is a Ravin though, but you feel it. So Amalei Rav Safa the Rava, Arei Bnei Ak. Now this is interesting. Remember on Yantav Rafi Meidi came to the daf. I get a different crew with a live crew than the Zoom crew. There's some overlap, but a lot of different people show up.
Can mute us.
Yeah, you're right. You get that, you got right. Though the other group is also pretty well disciplined. Pretty well disciplined. So the Gemara says, "Amli Rav Safa the Rava, Hare Bnei Akistafon, the Mashkin Luhu Tchuma Mihai Gisa, the Artishir." Now you have, it's like Budapest. You know, Budapest is two towns on the side of the Danube, one Buda and one Pest. So it's called Budapest. So Rafi was asking me on Shabbos if a river went through a city, how does it work with Tchum Shabbos? So I wasn't sure, but it's clear from the Gemara that the river would divide the city and make it each one has its own separate Tchum. So he says, but what about Bnei Akistaphon? Now, Akistaphon, they said, is the city of Ctesiphon, which was a city in the Middle East. He says, so you're going to measure from one side, Mehai Gisa the Artishir, Ubnei the Artishir, Mashchin Luhu, Tchuma Mehai Gisa the Akistaphon. In other words, each one. Let me get a picture out. All right, here's the city. So on one side of the city, we got Akistaphon, and on the other side of the city, we have Artashir, and in the middle, we have the Diglot, which is the Tigris River. So he's saying that each one is not going to be in the Tchum of the other one, because the space over here in the river is more than 141 and a third amot. So it's not going to work out well. That's what he's saying. So he says, let's see back in the Gemara. We measure it now from, we draw their tchum, he says, for them from the far side of the city of Artashir. He says, in other words, he's saying we treat them as one city. So in other words, we do 2,000 amo from here. Even if you live on this side, we give you 2,000 amo from here. And even if you live on this side, we give you 2,000 amo from here. But how can we do that? We got the river in the middle. It's breaking in the middle. How can you think this one city? So he says, Ha'ika digla tamapsuka. So the Tigris is divided into two cities. So how are you sorry for them? So he says, the Tigris is more than 141 and a third amot. So nafak achve lehanach at mahata deshura demavloi bediglat. So he took him out and he showed him like these ruins that were in the diglat. And here you see that the ruins where the aleph is. And in other words, like these ruins that were in the Tigris River. And apparently the ruins also had like place where a person could reside. He says, B'shivim amma b'shirayim. So that was within 70 amma of each bank. So it's good. Now with the 70 amma of each bank, so the two cities merged. Now I saw something here. Where is it? Give me a second. Yeah.
How could you cross the river?
I don't
see what the tchum helps you here.
So let's say there was a bridge at one point or something like that. Let's say there must have been a bridge, so they got over it. He doesn't show the bridge.
There's a bridge. I don't need the ruin.
No. You do. In other words,
the bridge will have that bridge guy.
No. In other words, let's say I live over here in Ardashir, but I want to walk 2,000 amot from this way from Octisaphon. So I'll walk over in the bridge, but I want my 2,000 amo to begin here. So that'll help me, but only if it's one city. Understand?
So this is talking about that there's a bridge.
Yeah, otherwise I don't understand how would we work.
That's my question.
Yeah, there's got to be either a bridge or, right, that would, the only way it would make sense with a bridge. That's the only way, my way of thinking with a bridge. All right, now Yeah, he says now in the blurb, this is in footnote 20 in the art scroll. Now he mentions that 70 and 2/3 amot, he says it doesn't prove that he follows Chiya Barav. It happened, these sections were within 70 and 2/3 of each other, and so he pointed it out, but it doesn't necessarily mean he follows that shita. He could do the other shita. All right, let me do the next mission, then I have to get back to Fern's question, and then we'll see where we go. All right. Now, the next Mishnah is Matnitinei Modedin El B'chevel Shel Chamishim Amalo Pachot V'lo Yoter. So when we measure the Tchum Shabbos, we use a rope that's 50 amot, not more, not less. So he's got it like this. You see 50 amot. And we'll take apart the Mishnah tomorrow in the Gemara. He says, V'lo Yimdod El K'neged Libo. You hold it K'neged Libo. And you're going to have two people, so you hold it K'neged Libo. So in other words, so it shouldn't be like they have one person's neck and another person's legs. In other words, it's connected libo of each one, opposite their chest. Let's say he's measuring and he comes to like some depression or a gader is like, he takes like a heap of stones the way he takes it. So he'll measure it like this. And he's not going to measure the surface. In other words, he's not going to count the surface towards the 2,000 amot, and he's not counting this surface towards the 2,000 amot. He'll have one person stand here, and this will be with a low heap, he could have a pole. He'll have a pole with a rope, and he'll measure the distance, not the surface, but the absolute distance. Let's take it back. He says, "Mavliyo b'chozel midato higi lahar." Same thing with a mound. Why should he say chutz tchum? He shouldn't go outside tchum. We'll see more in the Gemara about that, but it means people shouldn't see you measuring tchum, leaving the tchum. They'll get the wrong idea. So he says that we pierce the mountains. It means there's another way to measure. Here. So they'll measure it with dalet amot. I'll take a rope of dalet amot, measure until here, and dalet amot till here. But the point is, I want to just measure like distance, not the elevation. Okay? All right, now let me just look at the halacha that Fern was asking me about, and then we'll, I think we'll call it a night. Let me guess here. So Shin Sadi Chet Hey, let's take a quick look. 1 second. Shin Sadi Chet. Okay. Yeah, so negative. Yeah, the way he's got the halacha, I need to look at this a little bit more. He says, let's say I have a city, and then there's a house that's outside the city within 70 and two-thirds amot, so I count the city till there. So it doesn't not quite exactly the way we had with the din and the Gemara. So I need to look more at this, Fern. Okay, but that's the piece with this. All right, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let me stop the recording.